Now, speaking about sending someone a letter, you say, today I
mailed you a letter.
I wrote what I... Today I wrote
you a letter. I wrote you a letter today.
Okay. And yesterday he... He what? He...
Who answered your letter?
Okay. Tomorrow I'll what?
I'll write you.
I'll write him one back. Now you put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and...
Address it.
Okay. Did you ever say anything else? You might say I was... Older people might say they were doing what to the letter?
Backing it.
Backing it? Okay. Now, you might say...
Now, wait a minute. That miserable boy of mine is carrying the mail down here at Pitkin.
Yeah.
A rural route. And he's got people on his route now, he tells me, that'll wait till he comes with the mail and as they tell him to back their letters. And when the person began to tell him to back them, he didn't know just what they were talking about.
Really?
But they wait for him to come with the mail to back their letters.
Huh.
That's what they ask him to do, back my letter.
And that means what?
Address it. But that was a kind of a curious thing to that boy, you know. He never had heard it till he went to carrying the mail out there, and they soon learned that he'd do it for them, and they saved it for him.
Now, you might say, I wanted to write to him, but I don't know his...
Address.
Okay. Now, if a child has learned something bad or learned how to whistle, you might say, who?
Who taught you to whistle?
Okay. If you intend to do something, you might say, oh,
I'm a-gonna do it.
Okay, or I aim to do that, Did you say that?
I thought I'd do that yesterday.
Okay, or I'm projecting, or I aim to do it, or something?
I aim to do it yesterday.
Okay. Now, what do children call somebody who's always running and telling on the others?
A tattler.
Tattler, okay. And would you ever use that word about adults?
Yeah.
You might say what?
He is a tattler.
He's a tattler? Okay. What other word would you use about adults? You say, she's just an old, you can't trust her with anything. She's just an old gossip.
An old cranky person.
Okay. Would you ever say gossip?
Yeah. An old gossiper.
Okay. What's the difference between a tattle and a gossip?
Well, you can gossip and tell the truth, and you can tattle and tell a lie.
I see.
Is a difference, I think.
Okay. Now, if you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go in the garden and...
pick the flowers.
Okay. Now, something a child might play with, you'd call that a...
How do you call that a play pretty?
Play pretty? Okay. Would that include anything? What yeah. about a toy gun?
That would include the toy gun. It would be a play pretty.
Okay. Now, Mr. if something happened that you expected, predicted, or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself or something like that, while doing something dangerous, you might say, I
told you so.
Okay. Well, if you were thinking about it just in your own mind, you might say, well, I just... What? You say, I
knew that was going to happen.
Okay.
Or I was afraid it was going to happen.